各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
今天的天气大家觉得如何？
How do you feel about today's weather?
Okay, 不错。好，今天呢太阳蛮大的哈。好，不过在美国很有趣，就是当你看到太阳很大的时候呢，其实是蛮冷的，所以有时候我们会被这个太阳骗了，就是觉得出太阳的时候呢会以为好像天气会比较暖和，其实呢不一定，反而呢是冷的。
Well, it's a nice and bright sunny day today. But sometimes that is deceiving. And especially in North America, when we have a nice sunny day, we thought the temperature is higher. Actually, not necessarily.
好，从这个今天出太阳这个现象呢，大家可不可以发现哦，就是我们常常会被生活的一些现象所骗。哦，像太阳也是一个，出太阳是一个例子。大家不知道有没有这样的发现，就是我们其实在生活当中分一分秒秒其实都常常会被骗。
So use this, sorry, I have a cold. So use this sunny day phenomena. And it's nice sunny day, but we thought the temperature is higher. Actually, it's very deceiving. And in our daily life, it does a lot of things.Every minute, every second, and we may be deceived by the phenomena.
好，那如何，我们如何减少被骗的这个机会，可以几率降低一点？
How are we going to reduce opportunity to be deceived or be cheated by the common phenomena?
就是要用话头修行。
That is to use 话头 to practice.
Yeah, 用话头修行呢，让你自己见性之后呢，你对一切的现象呢，就能够呢很清楚的看清，然后呢不容易被骗，然后呢不容易呢被对境呢起烦恼。
So, use 话头 to practice to perceive your nature, and so when you encounter any situation.And you can see it clearly. What it is what it is, and you will not be cheated.
好，今天呢，我们接着进行要讲《大卫普觉禅师语录》的这个中圣七个样子。这一堂课呢是今年度的最后一堂课。好，所以呢，讲完之后，明年呢会讲什么？不知道。
So today we're going to continue the seven standards for Chan practice from 大会宗稿 And today actually is the last class of this year, and maybe last class of this topic. So what will be next year still to be determined?
好，我们继续呢，讲中圣七个样啊。
So we're going to continue the seven standards.Of the Chan practice.
好，今天呢进入到第五个样子，但向生死交加处看话头。
Today, first standard we're going to talk about is the fifth one, watch or investigate 话头 precisely in the entanglement of a person's death.
大卫中高禅师呢告诉我们，我们参话头的人呢，在你的心里面呢一定要有一个疑问，要疑什么呢？疑呢你生呢不知道从哪里来，然后死呢不知道从哪里去的这个疑问，这是参话头一个非常重要的疑问。你一定要心里常常保持这个疑问，你参话头呢才可以成就。 所以呢，大慧中高禅师告诉我们，把这个疑生不知从何而来死，不知从何处去的这个疑问呢，从这个生死的关卡上去问。问什么？就是用这个生死，以这个生死的关卡呢，去看这个话头。然后曾经有一个出家众呢，去赵州崇省禅师的这个道场呢，去参学参访。然后呢，就问赵州和尚问，说狗子有没有佛性？然后赵州禅师二话不说，就回说无。然后当下呢，这一个问的人呢，就起了非常大的疑情，怎么会无呢？这个佛陀见到的时候，不是说众生皆有佛性吗？那狗也是众生的其中一个，怎么会无？所以他起了非常大的疑情。所以呢，这个大慧中高禅师告诉我们呢，把这个从就是疑哈，生不知从哪里来，死不知道往哪里去的这个疑问呢，疑情呢，把它移到赵州崇省禅师的这个无字的话头上哈。那当我们的心移到这个无字的话头上之后呢，我们移这个生跟死的这个关卡的心呢，它渐渐的就会淡掉。那为什么淡掉？因为我们已经把心移到这个话头无字上了。那既然这个生跟死的这个关卡的心呢不再升起的时候呢，就直接用这个无字的话头呢去模拟的这一些烦恼，就是一直移下去就对了，就是用这个无字呢一直起移情移下去。等到呢这个因缘成熟的时候呢，就是你这个大疑情呢遇到一个善知识帮你哈，砰一声，然后呢爆炸之后，就这个大疑情爆炸之后呢，爆炸之后就是我们这个佛教里面讲的哈，当你呢整个大疑情呢同底堕落的时候呢，你就会知道哈什么叫做生死心断绝。还有呢，这些不善的心所、不善的心念呢，都没有了。那烦恼多的像茂密的这个森林的这些烦恼呢，也一下都没了。当然这些平常不清净的心呢，它也洗得非常的干净。就是用这个大疑情，等待因缘成熟的时候，爆炸之后，你就可以断绝生死。
So, Master Da Hui Zonggao said, you must not neglect this uncertainty of not knowing whether you come from, where you come from at the birth and where you will go after death. For this is what is meant by being entangled in birth and death. Precisely in this entanglement, observe a hua tou. A monk asks Master Zhao Zhou,Does a dog have a Buddha nature or not? Zhao Zhou say, oh, take this uncertainty of not knowing where you come from at the birth and where you will go after death and transfer it to this world, oh, so as to incapacitate this mind of a birth and death. Master Zhao Zhou, Master Da Hui Zonggao told us,And the very important thing, and you want to investigate 话头 is this doubt. And this question, you have to get resolved in your life. So where you come from before you were born, and then where you will go after you die. And so, and because this doubt, you have to get answered. So this is the entanglement. And you use the entanglement to ask 话头 and precisely at this entanglement and use 无 And then back then, there's a monk asked Master Zhao Zhou, does dog have a Buddha nature? And Zhao Zhou, Master Zhao Zhou said, wu. And this monk actually, it was really perplexed. He's like, Buddha said, every sentient being has a Buddha nature. Why Master Zhao Zhou say wu? It precisely, this word is meaningless. So it used it in, to ask this huatou. So, and transfer the Tao and of entanglement, where you come from at birth and where you will go after that to this wu. And when the cause condition ripe and this Tao will explode it, all your vexations and all your discrimination of a wholesome unwholesome, it will sever. And the person that's the mind of a person that entanglement will sever.
好，接着呢，大慧中高禅师又讲，他说：“那我们的心会有什么脏污脏垢呢？那心会有什么污染呢？请问大家，心会有什么不清净，会有什么污染？是什么东西让我们的心不清净污染？嗯，是雪糕哦，有人说冰淇淋，妄想，自我哦，业障，哇，好多哦。还有没有后面的有没有啊？这啊，哎，不错哎，贪嗔痴，对，有讲对哦。所以呢，会让我们的心不清净污染呢，其实就是因为我们这个清净的心呢，又起了另外一个心，叫做分别心。就是我们清净的心，然后又起了一个分别心哈。那分别什么？分别善啊，分别恶啊，哈，这些种种的分别心就像很多不同种的毒药。哦，因为我们的心分别，我刚刚只是举例很简单，其实我们的心有很多，哦，可以起很多的哈。那这些心呢，起了这些种种的一些不善的心所呢，就像很多不同种的毒药哈。好，那这些不同种的毒药呢，就称之为不善啊，或污垢啊，那多的像什么？对，树林，就像多的像茂密的森林一样，这么多。这用大慧中高禅师用茂密的森林呢，来形容我们的烦恼，多的像森林的树这么多。好，那如果说呢，我们能够老老实实的用一句话头呢去参，好，参呢大疫情爆炸之后呢，爆炸之后同体陀螺，你整个烦恼呢就没了齁。这个时候呢，烦恼多的像茂密的森林的这些烦恼呢，顿时间呢它变成是一个旃檀的香林。好，大家有听过旃檀吗？旃檀就是印度时代呢最上等的香，最上等的檀香木，然后这种就会用来供养佛陀，哦，所以就是最上等檀香木里面最上等的香，哦，所以烦恼的森林变成上等的檀香的旃檀林，哦，就是来比喻说你用方法之后呢，可以把烦恼的森林变成是好的香灵，哦，所以当下呢，这个污垢呢，你就是变成清净解脱的无作妙体，哦，但是是要在大疫情爆炸之后，你才能够看到你自己清净的无作妙体，哦，然后这个清净的无作妙体呢，它本来就清净，它本来就清净，那也没有什么东西可以去污染这个无作妙体。好，那为什么无作妙体我们会看不见，甚至被污染？大慧中高禅师说，这就是我们起了，只要一旦起了分别心呢，我们这个无作妙体它就看不见，然后就被遮掉，好，就会被 污染这样子。好，所以只要我们不起这个分别的心呢，就像呢虚空中的这个光明一样，它有照的功能。好，好，这个就是一个开悟的一个修行的过程。好，所以只要我们不起分别心，你就可以看到你的清净的这个无作的妙体。好，所以呢，以上呢是禅师教这个修学禅修的人呢，舍邪归正的第五个样子。好，所以呢，这个大慧宗高请妙明居士呢，依以上的这个方式这样子去修行，久久呢就能够见到。
I'll continue to read the text. If this entangled mind is incapacitated, then the mind that is uncertain about birth and death will be extinguished. Thoroughly fuse yourself with this earnestness to extinguish it, and yet unable to do so state of mind. When causes and conditions arrive, suddenly, pot,You resolve what the scriptures call determination of a mind of a birth and death, the halting of the unwholesome mind, the cutting down of the dense forest of the mind, the washing away of the defiled and turbulent mind. How is the mind defiled? How does the mind be turbid? It is due to...self-referential discrimination of good and bad and the other poisonous attachments that make the mind unwholesome and defiles, like an overgrown dense forest. If you're able to truly experience this path, then the dense forest becomes the fragrant sandalwood forest. The defiled turbidity becomesthe uncreated and sublime essence of pure liberation. The essence is originally unstained, and it is now made so through practice. This is what it is referred to as when discrimination does not arise, thus luminosity becomes self-evident. Such is the fifth standard of the Chan vehicle,where Chan masters cause students to relinquish the erroneous and return to the correct. Layman Miao Ming, rely on this in your investigation of the Hua Tou. In time, it will build and crack by itself. So after you use the method and the dense forest of vexations, and it will turn into sandalwood. Sandalwoodforest is the best wood among all the sandalwood, and that is to use to make offer to the Buddha. So, and after defilement in course in your mind, originally our mind is pure, untainted. And what make it tainted and defiled and unturbid? And because of discrimination, and it was covered.And tainted and by discrimination and the mind it become defiled and turbid. So, and how do we clean up this dense forest of vexation and in our turbid mind? And it use Hua Tou. And after Hua Tou exploded and after Tao exploded, and it, the mind is like, luminosity in the space.And can illuminate the whole space and become uncreated and a sublime essence and of a pure liberation. This is the fifth standard of Chan practice from Da Hui Zong Gao.
所以呢无作妙体呢它本来就是没有办法被什么污染的哈，就是它是清净的。但是只要一旦我们起了，你看这些种种的分别啊、贪嗔痴啊、这些不净啊、 污染的尘垢的这些心呢，就会污染这个无作的妙体。
So as the diagram you can see, the uncreated and the sublime essence, and originally is pure, and but because of all these discrimination, greed, hatred, and ignorance, which is what we usually call the three poison, defilement and impurity, and these is all cover the original pure uncreated sublime essence.
所以呢，我们要平常怎么练习？分别心少一点，然后意见少一点，好，这样子呢，才能够让这个无作妙体呢闪闪发亮。好，我昨天还补了几个那个闪闪发亮的那个亮亮的那个，就是把它擦得很亮。哈，啊，怎么擦得很亮？用就是不要起这个分别心的这块抹布呢，把它擦很亮，这样子。
So how can we get rid of the defilement and the turbidity and on the uncreated sublime essence? So we have a less discrimination, we have a less greed, hatred, and ignorance, and then we have a less vexations, we have a less defilement, and then we have a less impurity. So and we will be able to make.And the uncreated and sublime essence shine again.
好，这个刚刚第五个样子呢，我们归纳的三个重点哦。第一个呢是生死的问题，生死的问题就是你要赢，你生不知从哪里来，死不知道往哪里去的这个移呢，把它移在你用的这个本餐的话头上。然后去用功，用功之后呢，你自然可以知道生死的问题。所以第二个呢是用什么方法，师父告诉我们就是用话头，一句话头。我们之前有提到话头呢，有四个介绍，四个话头，大家还记得吗？第一个是什么？什么是无嘛？第二个念佛的是谁？然后第三个拖着死尸走的是谁？然后第四个，未见娘胎的本来面目是谁？很长嘛，对不对？好，这四个就是历代祖师常用的，你就选一个。那选了一个，要不要常常换？有没有要常常换的？没有嘛，那表示大家都有认真。对，不能一直换，就是你选定了一个，就一直。用到敬畏来记，好，所以用什么方法？就是用一句你选定的话头一直用到底，好，这是第二个。第三个呢，重点就是生死跟涅槃还有烦恼跟菩提呢是同一个东西，就是你这一颗清净的心呢，为什么会升起烦恼？就是刚我们提到有分别嘛，那你如果没有分别，是不是这个心常常都是清净的？所以为什么开悟的人他看到的跟我们凡夫的不一样，就是开悟的人他看到生跟死还有涅槃是一样的，所以他不会有任何的烦恼。然后开悟的人呢，遇到任何的一些状况啊境界啊，其实他都认为这都是菩提，所以他烦恼菩提都一样，他没有什么烦恼，这是开悟跟没有开悟的人的差别。所以刚刚第五个样子呢，有这三个重点整理。
So now we summarize the fifth standards of a Chan practice into three key points. The first, the question of a birth and death, and this is the doubt. And where were you before you were born?And where are you going to go after you die? So precisely use this doubt to practice diligently. And what method do we use? 话头. And in the beginning of this lecture, in the beginning of this whole series of lecture, we talk about there are four different 话头. The first, what is 无? The second, who is reciting the Buddha's name? The third, what is the original face before I was born? And the fourth, who is dragging this corpse around? So four different kind of hua tou. And do we interchange hua tou and time by time? No. You stick with one hua tou from this lifetime to end of the future lifetime. You stick with this hua tou. Keep asking, keep investigating the same hua tou. And the third, and birth and death, nirvana, vexation, and bodhi are the same. Before we mention, the mind is originally pure because discrimination and then the mind and become and give rise to vexation and to give rise to the mind of birth and death. But the person is awakened is totally different. And they treated the birth and death and nirvana are the same. And all situation and they encounter are all bodhis.
所以呢，曾经呢，马祖道一禅师呢，他透过修行开悟以后呢，他决定要回到他的家乡呢，去度他家乡的这些人，就是要去跟他们讲怎么修行才可以解脱烦恼。那么还没到之前呢，他们的家乡的人就在口耳相传，就说，诶，听说有一个开悟的人哦，要来我们这边。他们就已经早就知道有一个开悟人想要来，就是快要到他们那边哈。于是，一到呢，他的邻居呢，就是从小看他长大的那些邻居哈，看到诶，一看就是啊，就是这个人嘛哈，就是以前做本机的这样。马祖道义以前啊，小时候他是做本机的哈。然后他们一看就说啊，怎么是这个做本机的？哎，他们就觉得对这个做本机的没有兴趣，然后就走了。也不想要听齁。所以由这个故事呢，大家有没有一个悟啊？不要怎么样？哦，不要执着在向上哦，就是被现象骗。好，还有没有别的？好，公布答案。开悟呢是自己的事，虽然你的样子呢看起来哦，完全不像开悟的人哈、哦，可是他是开悟的哈、哦，所以我们千万不要小看任何一个人哈、哦。曾经佛陀的时代不是有讲吗？哦，有的人呢不小心骂了什么辟支佛啊，或者什么阿罗汉哦，因为他不知道他是辟支佛或者是阿罗汉，所以呢又造了一些。这个下地狱的业，所以我们要把每一个人都当成是未来的佛，这样子尊重，这样子来看。所以开悟是自己的事，所以虽然人家看到你的样子呢跟平常没什么两样，但是你开悟以后呢，跟你没有开悟以前，你的身口意三业呢一定是不一样的，所以呢一定要互动之后才知道。
So, Ma Zu Dao Yi, and after he got enlightened, so he want to go back to his hometown to help others and to deliver others. So, his neighbors and heard this. Oh, you know, there is an enlightened person is going to come to our town and to help us. So, and people got very excited. And when Ma Zu Dao Yi showed up, he said, oh, it's you. You're the one used to make dustpan. Oh, and then everybody fleed out. And it's like, I have nothing to learn from you. You are the old guy that we used to know. So, and actually, why is that? And somebody may say, oh, you're not abiding into the appearance and to the form. Enlightenment is your own business. And also for us, And we are not looking down to anybody. And people may appear as ordinary person or anybody. But they may be an enlightened person. So back then in the time of the Buddhas, and a lot of people look at those Pratyeka Buddhas and Arhat, and they didn't know who they are, and they are not respect them, and then actually insulting them, and then to build up some bad karmas. So, and be careful, and not to do so, and respect every person you encounter. So, then again, enlightenment is your own business, and by judging people's appearance, and you may not know, and this person is an enlightened person. Only when you're talking, and when you only when you encounter this person, and from the person's body, speech, and mind, and you'll be able to realize, and they are actually different.
好，所以开悟呢，就是你的内证，就是自证。好，那开悟之后呢，你把你开悟的这个道理，啊，就是你体证的佛法呢，讲给呢很多人听。让他们一样也能够修行开悟，这就是内证外用的一个功能。
So enlightenment is your realization inwardly, is your own realization. After enlightened, and you apply and your enlightenment and outwardly to help others. That's what it means, realization and application.
接着我们进入第六个样子，道无不在，处处皆真。
So next, we're going to talk about the sixth standard. There is no place that is not the way. It is real everywhere.
好，接着大慧中高禅师呢，又讲了齁。他说呢，道无不在，就是等于说我们日常生活中的你看到任何一件事，任何一个事情，它都是道。所以呢，没有离开真正的道呢，之外还有一个什么东西。所以你当下呢，看到的这个东西呢，它就是我们的，看到的就是佛法讲的道。所以呢，我们这个空间有没有？你看到任何东西，它都是道，就是平常生活中的任何一件事。那在佛教里面呢，有提到就是我们要从事任何的职业工作呢，都要呢合乎正当的，顺正理就是合乎正当的，然后不要不正当的，然后不要与呢实相呢相违背的。实相呢就是什么？空哦，空性哦，还没有别的。好，就是真实的啦，哈，就是呢，在这边呢，实相呢讲的呢，就是跟空性相应的哈，不相违背的哈。那这边大慧中高禅师呢，有举一个唐朝的这个庞蕴居士呢。提出来的一个我们知道唐朝的这个庞蕴居士就是等于是印度的那个维摩诘居士一样，中国的维摩诘叫庞蕴，然后呢印度的就是真正的那个维摩诘居士，然后这个庞居士呢，他呢一生呢他也是见性的，然后他有做大概300多首的禅的这个偈子，都是他修行体验所做的一些偈子，然后庞居士呢，他在他的这个300个禅偈里面，他就有提到，其中有一个，这个就是最有名的，常常被人家举例来作为修行的一个观念。他说日用是无别，就是说我们平常日常生活中呢遇到的事情呢，其实都是自己呢跟自己相遇，然后自己跟自己相处。大家听的这一段话有没有觉得有疑情？就是说我们平常任何遇到，比如说我今天遇到了 ABC 三个人，然后呢庞蕴居士讲的就是说，其实你遇到这些都是你自己，这跟国行法师讲的一样啊， 好，你看哦，他说，其实这些日常生活当中我们遇到的任何一件事啊、现象，都是你自己跟自己相遇、跟自己相处。所以头头非取舍，就是说遇到任何事情你不需要去做什么取舍，然后你到了任何一个地方呢，你也不要觉得它跟你有什么违背，因为都是你自己。所以你看不顺眼的也是看谁不顺眼，对自己。然后你今天对某一个人很生气，那其实你在跟谁生气？对，但是我们会觉得有一个 A 或一个B 让我们生气，其实那都是你自己，因为是你自己心产现呈现的。所以呢世间上我们讲的，比如说红色啊、紫色啊，这些都是我们人们给这些颜色取的名字。其实呢，红色呢，它本身不觉得它自己是红色，紫色呢，它本身也不觉得它紫色，还有我们认为的那种小山丘啊、高山啊，我们会觉得说，这些小山丘会有土啊，会有沙，还有高山里面也会有这些土啊沙。其实呢，其实它们本身并没有任何的尘埃，是我们人们觉得说它有土，它有尘埃。好，还有啊，这些神通就是你修行之后呢，你自然会产生这些神通啊，这些妙用啊。其实跟你平常啊日常生活中的东西都一样，就像好像你在挑水啊、砍柴、搬柴啊，这些都是一样的。所以这是庞蕴居士他开悟之后他看到的，所以他讲的这是他开悟的一个体证。所以呢不要觉得说上面呢我们讲的这些原来生活当中的这些都是道，好，那你就认为说那就是了，然后你不精进去修行用功。上面的这些你只是知识上的知道，而不是你修行体验产生的知道。所以呢大会中高告诉我们呢，不要呢觉得你只是知识上的知道，你要认真的去修行，去用你的修行去体验这些佛法才是。不然呢会落在无事假里面。无事假呢就是有点像我们在禅修里面常说的，比如说你冷水泡石头，就像乌龟呢，它把它的头啊脚啊缩起来在它的乌龟壳里面，好像很安全没事，那种状态呢如果在禅修呢，它没办法成长，没办法往上。所以千万不要躲在无事假里面。然后呢这个大会中高又举了一个，就是有一个老华严，就是专门研究华严的一个居士也有提到，他说佛法呢一样都是在日常生活当中行住坐卧处处都是，你喝粥啊、吃饭啊都是，还有你跟人家讲话言谈啊、问候，这些都是。但呢你的所作所为起心动念呢却又不是，为什么？因为没有开悟，没有见到，所以呢我们没办法在行住当中、行住坐卧当中任何时时刻刻呢都是跟佛法相应的。所以呢你如果能够真正体验到呢，就是要精进的用功修行才有办法。
So the text is, the way is not vacant, whatever is encountered.Is itself the genuine way. There is no other reality apart from this. Where reality is, that where the way is established. In Buddhist doctrine, the various activities of a daily life all corresponded to the correct principle. Nothing conflicts with the true form. Thus,Layman Pang said, daily activities are not unusual. They are only affairs that are like living harmoniously with oneself. On each occasion and every encounter, grasping nothing, discarding nothing, openness and smooth everywhere. Who is it that designates the mammalian and the purple. The hills and the mountains are already free from defects. Supernatural powers and marvelous activities are none other than drawing waters and carrying firewood. Even though this is how it is, you cannot give up the search for marvelous awakening and simple stagnant in inactivity. Haven't you heard the words of the elder monk, Hua Yan of Wei Prefecture? Buddha Dharma exists amidst daily activities of walking, sitting, lying, and standing, while you are eating porridge or rice, and while you are conversing with others. However, in whatever you do, if your mind stirs with notions and thoughts, then that will be Buddha Dharma. So what it means is, in the daily life, everything, anything is the way. And the true form is in accordance with the emptiness. And then back then, in this layman called Pang Yun, he's the Chinese equivalent Bodhisattva Vimalakirti. So he has perceived the nature. And he also wrote about 300 verses. And this verses is the most famous and people use to teach Chan. So, and he's saying the daily life is living in harmonious with oneself. And when you, for example, when you encounter A person, B person, C person, why he said, and he actually is encounter himself, it may sound like what Guoxin Fa Shi usually teaches. So, and actually, in all this phenomena, when you encounter people, and it's all this image created in your mind. So we give a name and of different color, red and purple or whatever. And the color itself do not know their own name is red or purple. So the mountain and the hill and the dust, and they do not know they are the mountain, they are the hill, they are the dust. So this is all created by our mind. We gave them that label of a name. So, and all these and is knowledge we have learned. And so, but you need a practice to experience on your own. And so to actualize and all these knowledge of your own. And when you practice and do not be stagnant. And it's a turtle and contract all his limb inside the shell, or even in Chan we usually say is and soaking in the cold water, soaking stone in the cold water. And so you need to practice diligently to actualize all this knowledge. And so and then whatever your behavior, your activity, it will all be in accordance with Buddha Dharma.
所以呢，生活的一切现象，处处都是道，就是修行的机会，都可以让你见性的机会。那差别在于说，你没有悟道呢，以前呢，常常会跟道呢不相应。
So all phenomena in daily life, and there is no place, and that is not the way.An unenlightened mind is not in accordance with the way.
好，接着大会中高呢又举了一个例子，就是真净和尚讲的话，一段话。他说：“不疑心哦，就是修行呢，不要用揣摩、计较、分别、执着的心去修。这样子呢，如果你能够离开这个不疑心呢。”你所看到的任何一个事情，任何一个现象呢，它都是明的，哦，它都是妙的，哦。那你所看到的一切的事物呢，也都是很自然的，很真实的。就当 你离开了这些分别执着的心之后，你看到的东西都是可以看到实相的，最自然的。好，就像呢一朵莲花呢，它从这个污泥里面呢生长出来。大家有看过呢莲花长在污泥吗？对不对？然后它生长出来，请问你有看到莲花它会沾上脏的泥巴吗？不会。那你有看到它会沾上任何一个水滴吗？没有。对，好。所以呢真净和尚就用莲花来形容，就是说莲花呢它清净的，所以呢它不沾染任何一滴水珠。所以用莲花来形容我们修行的这颗心呢，就像莲花一样，你不要沾染任何东西。好，所以当我们迷的时候呢，就是当你执着的时候，你就是众生；当你不执着的时候呢，你就是成佛。好，所以用迷跟悟来形容众生跟佛。好，所以呢众生呢的根本呢就是佛，那佛的根本是众生，所以呢差别在哪里？迷跟悟。哦，对，差别在于迷跟悟。所以呢释迦牟尼佛也有提到，在法华经里面有讲，他说世间的任何一切现象都有它固定的一个位置，一定的法则。哦，这就是世间相常住，这就是世间相。
And also, Venerable Zhen Jing had a saying, don't contrive about anything. In all situations, be clear, wondrous, and innocent, like a lotus flower, untainted by muddy water. Deluded, you are merely a sentient being. Awakened, you are a Buddha. Thus, sentient beings,are fundamentally Buddhas, and Buddhas are fundamentally sentient beings. It is due to delusion and awakening that there is this and that. Shakyamuni once said, phenomena are ever abiding in their own characteristics, and such characteristics of the world are constantly abiding.So back then, and there is a monk called Zhen Jing, and he said, don't contrive anything in all situations, and it then will be clear and wondrous, because it's not abiding, and you will be able to see the true nature, and in accordance with emptiness. That is most natural. He used lotus flower as an example.And lotus flower and grew in the muddy, in the dirtiest mud and pond. But the flower itself is not tainted by any mud or even not retain a bit of water. So this is also, it's like the mind of a practice. So if we are deluded, and then we are sentient being. If we awaken, and then we are Buddha.Shakyamuni once said in the Lotus Sutra, and phenomena are ever abiding in their own characteristics, and such characteristics of the world are constantly abiding.
好，所以呢，我们再补充说明一下法住法位。法呢，有分全体的法跟差别的法。从这个图片我们可以看哦。那差别的法呢，就是在整体法里面各个不同的哦，就像我们这个空间里面，好，椅子、电视、电脑、滑鼠，好，这些叫差别的法，但是呢，它都是在这整个空间里面的，然后发挥不同种的功能哦，它有它的共通性，彼此和谐统一。所以呢，这是整体法跟差别法的不同。那差别法呢，又不离开整体。哦，这些种种，比如说桌子、椅子、笔电、电视，然后它又没有离开这个空间。 是这样子。
So we emphasize phenomena are ever abiding in their own characteristics. And there's a differences. And for example, chair, table, computer, mouse, monitor, and they are all different things. And they have all different functions. But they be able to harmoniously work together and to perceive one purpose. So this is all included in the totality. And even though they have a differences,And they may also have a commonality, and they work together unifiedly and harmoniously.
好，接着呢，要继续讲哈。是法呢，非思量分别所能解，就是说法呢，你没办法用思考的，然后呢，分别的呢，所去解释它。就是你不能用思考啊一些逻辑啊计算啊去解释它齁。这个就像是刚刚我们前面讲的齁，不许你心，就是说不要有用一些揣测分别执着计较的心齁去修行的意名齁，就是等于它的另外一个解释的方式齁。那我们要用什么心？大慧中高有说，就是我们常常要在我们的应缘处，应缘处指的就是你的本参，就是你用哪一句话头的本参，就是你在你这一句话头上呢，本参上去用功，然后这个用功呢，你不能用预计的，有预设立场的这种安排，或者是你去用人工制造的方式，去揣摩说啊我这样应该差不多开悟了吧，不要有这种心，不要有任何呢揣摩思量计较执着分别这些心呢去修行。当你呢排除了这一些心不净的这些心之后呢，你的心修行的心自然坦荡荡，自然坦荡荡呢，没有任何的期待，然后没有任何的想要依靠什么而想，就是有一种依赖心，想要依靠什么而得解脱的这种心都排除了之后呢，你的心到时候呢，你就是会住于不会住于有为，也不会堕于无为，不住有也不住无的这个状态呢，然后呢也不做这些世间出世间想的这个状态呢，然后你能够在你的平常生活当中，四位就是行住坐卧这四位当中呢，随时随地用方法，这样子呢，你就呢能够离看见本来面目呢不远，这就是第六个样子。
So he also said that this dharma is not something that can be conceived of.Through thinking and discrimination. All these examples are just different ways of saying, don't be contrived and anticipatory, amidst interacting with various conditions. If you don't scheme about things, construct stories, be contrived,and engage in discursive thinking, discrimination, and plotting, then naturally you will be free and at ease, with no desire or reliance. You will neither abide in conditions, nor dwell in unconditioned. You will neither entertain notions of the worldly, nor the transcendent. This is the sixth standardof how to be in the world amidst the four activities while not obscuring your original face. So he said that. So when we practice and when we practice in the Dharma and cannot use the thinking analytical and logical mind to distinguish, and we cannot guess and we cannot and try to calculate oh, you know, I'm putting this much effort, and by certain period of time, I will get some certain result. You cannot do that. And just wholeheartedly, diligently investigate Huatou, your original investigation Huatou, not switching them around, and just always stick one Huatou. That's your original investigation. And then and get rid of all this impurity, that is, have the discrimination, have attachment, guessing, analyzing, and all these, and calculating mind. And then your mind, it will be free and at ease. And you are not abiding in the condition and dwelling in the unconditioned. So in your daily life and among all the activities, and you are not obscuring your original face.
好，所以呢，上面这一段话呢，我们整理的有四个重点。第一个呢，就是道在哪里？道在平常生活当中，任何一处一物。还有道无不在呢，道随时都在，但是就是要看我们要不要精进用功。重点就是精进用功，你才有办法见到。
So, from this text,we summarize into four important points. And the first, where is the Tao? Where is the way? It's in daily life, in anything and any place. There is no place that is not the way. And you must practice diligently and ceaselessly. Then we'll be able to perceive the way.
好，第三个重点就是如何见到，就是要用话头。然后用话头的时候呢，你不要去揣摩、计较、思考，只要单纯的在这一句话头上呢起疑情，等到因缘成熟的时候呢，你自然就会开悟。
So the third, how to perceive the way, and need to investigate 话头 no guessing, analyzing, and thinking, not arrange, not pretend, and diligently, wholeheartedly investigate this 话头。And enlightenment happens naturally when causes and conditions ripe.
好，接着我们进入第七个样子，省力处便是得力处。
Next, we're going to talk about the seven standards. Where you say power is precisely where you gain power.
好，接着大慧中高禅师又继续讲，当时的一个状况，修行参禅的人，他说本为生死世道无常训说，说本来呢，我修行参禅的就是要为生死呢这一件大事呢去精进用功，然后呢常常把无常呢这两个字呢贴在鼻尖上，因为呢，自己最重要的生死的这件事呢，还不知道，所以呢，到处去参访、参礼，禅门的这个祖师、宗师呢，希望能够呢，解开呢我累积的这些生死的束缚。好，可是呢，事与愿违哦，就当时的状况。当时的一些教人家禅修的一些老师呢的状况，他说本来就是要解开这些我生死的这些绑住的绳子，没想到去参访的这些老师之后呢，原本我绑五条绳子，然后呢参访之后绑了十五条绳子，这是他的意思，就是被邪师呢被天神天所反而被这些当时的一些教禅修老师又更添了很多的绳索，所以旧的那个绳索呢还没解开，然后新的又增加了不少，所以旧的加新的就越绑越多，就没办法走路了。好，所以呢当时的这些禅修的老师呢，他们呢不重视这些解决生死的问题，那他们重视什么？他们重视一些闲谈啊，舆论，认为谈这些 谈玄说妙这些语论呢，诶，就是在禅修，而且呢甚至把它当成是禅修的宗旨。所以呢就是教人家禅修呢都是用在错的这个方法上面，而且觉得这些闲谈呢是一个非常重要的了不起的一件大事。所以这个在佛教里面呢，把这些邪师就是这些教人家禅修的老师呢，这样子教错，教错人家学生，这个过咎呢是属于这些老师的，所以不属于这些学生的，所以教人家教错嘛。所以呢如果呢要不被这些生死的绳索所绑住呢，大慧中高禅师教我们常常要让我们的心呢处于一种很空灵空旷的一个状态。什么叫心空灵空旷的状态？就是呢人家讲你一句好话呢你要放下，人家讲你一句不好听的话呢你也要放下，这样子就是心呢常常保持在空旷的状态，就是你的心呢保持在一个清净的状态，随时随地，这样子的你的绳子才能够慢慢解开，才不会越绑越紧。只要呢你常常呢把你的这一句本参的话头呢提起来，而且你要对于这个生死的这个关卡的这个问题呢的这个疑呢很切的时候呢，你才有办法呢在话头上的得力。所以呢大慧中高提醒我们要常常在应缘处思提，提思的意思就是说常常把这个疑情呢提起来。
Originally, you're moved by the great matter of birth and death, the swift reality of impermanence, and the fact that you have not resolved your own affair to visit and seek out Chan masters. So you would be free from the bondage of the birth and death. However, due to charlatan teachers, you accumulate more rope and shackles. Not only you are unable to release yourself from previous bondage, you add on more. Unable to understand the works of this bondage, you blindly latch onto idle chatter and elaborate discourses, the principle of Chan, and take this as intimate and most urgent matter. For the perspective of doctrine, this is considered the error of so-called teachers, not the mistakes of sentient beings. If you want to be free from the bondage of birth and death, then allow your heart to be vast and clear. Just bring up the sense of not knowing where you come from at birth, and where you will go after that, as you interact with circumstance. And birth, death, and this is the great matter. So we need to stick this birth and death and this impermanence on the tip of our nostril. And that's to remind ourselves and always, constantly, any place, anywhere, to investigate this huatou. And because I have this goal and it cannot be resolved, so all the students and busy to go places to visit Chan Master, and hopefully this Chan Master it will help them to untie the ropes and shackles. But unfortunately, at that time, and the teacher and the so-called Chan masters, and they not emphasize on the practice. They emphasize chatter, idle chatter, and elaborate on discourses. And they think that is Chan. And they think it is a really, really big deal, and they be able to and talk and elaborate discourses and then idle the chatters. And so, in Buddhism, we call those erroneous teacher or charlatan masters. So, and these are therefore the teachers for and not students for. And so, constantly, we need to keep our mind and free and at ease. And that means when people praise at you, and let it go. And when people scolding at you, also let it go. And so, and then by keep practicing that, and then you will be able to untie the ropes and the shackles. And then constantly and bring forth the huatou, your original investigation huatou. And then bring up this urgency. You have to know. You have to know the answer. Why? And you have to know where you come from before you were born. Where will you go after you die?
所以呢，你把你这一句话头的移情呢，一直移下去呢，用到呢，你对这个方法很熟的时候呢，自然呢，时间一久呢，你的心常常就可以处在一个就是很空灵、空旷的一个状态。好，所以呢，时间一久呢，你在日常你的生活当中呢，你随时随地呢，都可以提起这一句话头，好，那因为你在平常日常的生活当中呢，可以用这个话头的方法呢，所以呢，你用的呢就很省力，好，那省力的时候呢，你在禅修上呢就可以得到一些禅修的利益，好，所以呢，大慧中高禅师说，省力的时候呢，就是得力。那得力的时候呢，又省无限力，所以呢，只要你在日常生活当中能够很自自然然的提一句话头，你就是省力的用这个方法。好，那省力很轻松的用这个方法的时候呢，你就可以得到禅修最大的利益。好，所以呢，大慧中高禅师才会说，省力处呢，就得无限力。好，那这个道理呢，说给人家听呢，大部分的人都听不懂，因为听不懂什么叫什么省力得力，因为呢自己没有，这些听的人呢没有自己呢去用这个话头这个方法，说给人家听的人家听不懂，然后呢想要呈现呢又没办法呈现给人家看，所以刚刚前面才说开悟是自己的事嘛，因为人家从外面看不出来你是不是开悟的，所以这个就好像呢，我们在喝水呀，你喝了这杯水呢，是冷的或热的，只有你自己知道。所以修行呢，一句话头也是这样子的道理。
When you become familiar in doing this, you will naturally become vast and clear. You will personally come to know that.Where you see power in daily life is where you gain power in studying the way. Where you gain power is where you save where you gain luminous power. This cannot be explained to others, nor can be shown to others, like a person drinking water.Only the person who's drinking knows it is cold or warm. So, you use 话头 in the daily life. And because you use very familiar, and so you'll be able to save the power. Where you be able to save the power is precisely where you gain power. And where you gain power is precisely where you gain luminous energy.And so when you use a 话头, and it will become very simple and at ease. And most, you try to explain to others, and most people cannot comprehend because they haven't practiced Hua Tou. They haven't used Hua Tou. So they did not gain the power. They did not save the power. So, and because they haven't been using the actualized into the practice. So, and they try to show people, and then and people will not be able to understand. And that's why enlightenment is your own affair, is your own business. Only you know it. And it's like drinking water. And this water is hot or cold. You cannot explain to others. Only yourself know.
好。所以大慧中高提的这个修行的观念呢，就是省力呢，就是得力处哈。那省力呢，怎么样用方法才能省力哈？第一个，你用这个话头的时候，你不要去思考思索，你也不要去研究这个话头，你只要万缘放下，放下所有一切，参这句话头，然后把这个移情呢提起来，这就是最省力的用方法。
So where you say power is precisely where you gain power. So when you investigate Hua Tou and let go and everything, not using the analytical mind and no thinking, and just investigate this Hua Tou wholeheartedly, and then bring forth the doubt, and that is where you say power.
好，好，妙喜一生，妙喜就是大慧中高哈。他呢一生呢，就是说他自己，他一生呢，就是以省力处的修行方式呢，哦，教人家修行哈，不教人家呢做一些呢像什么谜语啊这些揣测思量的这些方法呢，哦，这些教人家越弄越复杂的这些事情呢，他不教人家，他只有教人家用最省力的方式。如果依照这个方式呢来修行呢。好，你就很容易得力哈。那大慧中高有提到，就是说他得力的地方呢，其他人不知道；然后他省力的地方呢，其他人也不知道；然后生死心有没有断，其他人也不知道；然后生死心呢，是不是有忘掉呢，其他人也不知道。他只是将这个很简单的方法呢，布施给一切的人。没有一些什么玄妙奇特的东西可以传授给别人哦，所以呢，他就告诉这个妙明居士说：“哎，如果你想要像我这样修行呢，你就依照我上面这样子说去修行就对了哦。所以不需要在心外求法，去求一些什么开悟的道理，不需要，就只要照他说的这个方法去修行就可以了。”
So I 妙喜。Have only taught this to practitioners in my life. I don't teach people riddles to solve or to dwell on. I also practice in this way. Other than this, I don't create some kind of mystical or demonic phenomena for people to mob at. When I gain power from practice, others don't know. When I say power,others don't know. Whether I have severed the mind of a person thus, others don't know. I only teach this method and I share it with all. I have no other sublime special teaching to transmit. Miao Ming, if you wish to practice as I have practiced, then rely on what I have said above.There is no need to seek after any other principle. 大慧妙喜 is 大慧中高。He used this saving power method and to practice and to teach people. And he doesn't use any supernatural power or some demonic phenomena to teach people. Only this very simple method to gain power and to save power.So others will not be able to know how he saved power, how he gained power, how he severed the person death. And nobody knows. And so therefore, he only used this simple method and to teach people. There's no supernatural, there's no demonic.
接着又大卫忠告要举一个例子，他说呢，龙呢所到之处呢自然有云相随。我们知道龙平常它生活在哪里？海底，对，它平常是生活在水里面，那什么时候会飞上天？有人知道吗？就是要，对对，有人提到的，对，就是需要雨下雨的时候呢，龙呢就会飞上天。好，那雨水呢就伴着云嘛，齁，所以只要有龙出现的地方呢就会有云，齁，所以呢用这个龙呢跟云来形容，齁，龙呢就像我们自己啊，齁，就比真龙就是比喻是我们修行的人自己，齁，只要呢你愿意修行呢，齁，你就会有云相随。那云是指什么？好，你看哦，他有提到，他说神通光明本来自有，只要你愿意修行，透过这个方法呢，你就可以开发你的智慧光明。所以呢，这个德山和尚呢，又有提到，他要举一个德山宣鉴禅师的一个语录里面，他说，教我们怎么样修行。他说，你的心呢，常常要处于无事的一个状态，然后也不要有什么事呢放在你的心里面，就是让你的心呢常常属于空跟灵的一个状态。所以当你能够心没有事呢，你就常常可以处在一个虚而灵空而妙的一个状态，就是身心的状况是处在这样子的一个状态。好，那如果说你的心呢有像毫毛的毛尖的这样子一点点的这种话呢都不能有，如果有的话呢这个大卫忠告说，这是自欺欺人，就是说如果你有一点点的这种话呢，就是自言自语的，自己跟自己起一些分别计较，这些都不是叫心中无事，就是有那么一点点的毫毛的这种话都不是心中无事。好，所以这个是学禅的第七个样子。
Clouds naturally gather where a genuine dragon rolls, let alone this supernatural luminosity is already within you. Haven't you heard Master De Shan admonition? Let no affairs wait on your mind. Engage with all affairs with no mind.Naturally, you will be vast and potent, empty, yet spiritual sublime. If even a single hair of breath of words and concepts linger around, then you are deceiving yourself. This is the seven essential standard for studying the way. So, normally, dragon, what is the dragon means here?And dragon, usually live in the bottom of the sea. And when are they flying up to the sky? Because we need some rain. So rain usually accompanied with clouds. So dragon here is implied as a practitioner ourselves. And when you are willing to practice, and there will be cloud accompanied with you,The cloud is in here, it means the supernatural luminosity, and it will come naturally. And Master De San Xuan Jian, it says, and if there's no affair wait on your mind, and keep your mind in this nothing in the mind, engage all fears with no mind, and naturally, and your mind, it will be vast and potent.If your mind actually have a single hair breadth of words and concept linger around, it means, and if you have a tiny hint of discrimination in your mind, or you are engaging in dialogue with yourself, and this is all you have something in your mind. So, and if you try to practice like this, you actually are deceiving yourself. So this is the seven essential standard for studying the way.
好，所以呢，第七个样子呢，也是整理的四个重点。第一个就是修行人呢，就是要解脱生死呢为目的，好，但是却被一些邪思呢所束缚。所以呢，不要呢理会这些语言文字的道理，只要把心呢打开，专提一句话头呢，你提的呢越省力呢。你呢这个话题就越得力。
So the seventh standard of a Chan practice can be summarized to four points. First, practitioner will be free from the bondage of a birth and death. However, due to the charlatan teachers, they accumulate more ropes and shackles. And second, do not pay attention to words and language, and only bring forth the 话头。When you become familiar in doing this, where you say power is precisely where you gain power.
好，第三个重点呢，就是大会忠告一生呢，勉励修行的人就是用省力的方法来用话头，只要单提一句话头，心中只有一句话头，什么都没有，自然呢，就会光明呢，智慧光明显现啊。就像呢云跟龙一样，龙呢就是你自己，云呢就是你透过修话头所产生的智慧光明。所以呢，如何开发智慧光明，就是用一句话头，认真精进的用话头呢，这些智慧光明呢自然就显现。
And the third, 大慧 has only taught this to practitioners in his life.That is to use the simple safe power method to bring forth the 话头. The fourth, only have 话头 in mind. The luminosity of wisdom will reveal naturally, like a cloud naturally gather where a genuine dragon rolls. This luminosity of wisdom will reveal from practice 话头. The dragon is yourself, the practitioner. And...Use 话头 to discover the luminosity of wisdom.
好，所以我们再整理一下哈，德山宣鉴禅师的刚刚的重点哈。他说，我们修行呢，心中常常要保持无事，好，那自然呢，事就没有办法从心里面出来，好，所以你的心呢，自然而然就会空空空旷旷的。就虚而灵。
So, and we emphasize, we summarize what Master De San was saying. And let no fear wait on your mind, and keep your mind, and doesn't keep nothing in your mind, and engage with affairs with no mind, and then in your mind you will not create all kind of things and activities.And naturally, you will be vast and potent and empty, yet but spiritually sublime.
Okay. 好，以上呢是七个样子哈。那我们在今天做一个总复习哈。第一个样子呢，哦，好几堂课以前讲过哈，我们再复习一次哈。有的人是第一次来哈，所以我们顺便提一下哈。第一个样子就是道由心悟，不在言传。
So we're going to recap on the seven standards. And some people maybe come here the first time for the first lecture. And the first standard we had to talk about it was the way is awakened through the mind. It does not exist in words.
好，那如何道呢？由心悟呢？好，首先呢，我们的般若智慧呢是用心体悟，不是靠一些语言，好，所以是要透过自己去体验、体证，然后呢，不是向外求的，这个叫做道由心悟。
How is it the way is awakened through the mind? It does not exist in words. The prajna wisdom is experienced from the mind, and is not cannot be described in words. And you have to use yourself to experience, to actualize. And you cannot seek outwardly.
第二个样子呢，自家保障和假外求。
The second standard, why seek your own treasure from without?
自家保障呢，就是指的是我们自己的佛性。好，那大慧中高用呢寻宝来做譬喻哈，就是说呢，我们都有看到这一把钥匙嘛哈，钥匙呢就是你用话头的这个本参，然后呢，你用话头呢要去找这个宝藏的开宝藏的这个钥匙的孔。
So, in this diagram, we can see, and 大慧 Master 大慧宗稿 and say our own treasure. Our own treasure is our Buddha nature. It's like a treasure hunt to find your own Buddha nature. And the key is 话头. We use this 话头 to find the keyhole to open the treasure.
当你开了这个宝藏呢，就表示你已经开悟了。
Will you be able to open this treasure chest? Then that means you already found, your perceive your Buddha nature.
第三个样子呢，常存生死心。
The third standard is always keep birth and death awareness in mind.
好，那什么是生死心呢？师父有告诉我们这五个重点。生死心呢，不是等待死亡哦，不是就是你。等着死这样而不是是呢提醒我们生死常常有可能随时到来、哦、我们要好好运用呢我们还活着的时候呢去修行然后修行呢体证呢智慧然后用这个智慧呢去拂断自己的烦恼同时呢把你自己修行体验的这些智慧呢去利益众生，让这些众生一样可以解脱烦恼，这是常常提起生死心的一个很重要的意义。
What is the meaning of a birth, the birth and death awareness? Our 师父 Master 圣言 told us, not waiting for death, and constantly remind us death is soon approaching, and live life to the fullest to practice.To actualize and to practice and to discover wisdom. Give a full play to wisdom. And then, and depart from vexation and benefit sentient beings.
好，所以师父勉励我们修行要趁早，在还没有往生以前要赶快修行。那有一个最重要的办法就是常常呢，把生死呢这两个字呢贴在鼻尖上。好，那如果呢你没办法常常提起这个生死心呢，就要常常记得提起你的这个本参的话头来斩断一切的妄念。
师父 encourage us begin practice early before death arrives. It is best if you can fix the words of a birth and death on the tip of your nose. If you cannot do that.Then use 话头 to sever wandering thoughts.
第四个样子呢，离文字语言分别相。
The fourth standard, sever from words, language, and discrimination.
好，那怎么样离文字呢？禅修呢，它不依赖文字语言，也不要用头脑去思考，更不依据呢这些文字语言去分析理解之后。以为自己就是见性、哦、已经看到自己的佛性了佛心了这都不是。
Chan practice does not rely on words, language, and does not use the thinking, analytical mind to analyze and comprehend, so that you can end up thinking you understand what the Buddha mind is, and what it means to see the Buddha nature.
第五个样子就是我们今天讲的、哦、常常呢要向生死的这个关卡处呢去提一句话头。
The fifth standard is the one what we talk about earlier today. Watch, investigate 话头, precisely in the entanglement of a person's death.
第六个样子呢，道无不在，处处皆真，就是日常生活中呢，无一事无一处呢不是道。只要体验当下呢，都是道。
The sixth standard, there is no place that is not the way. It is real everywhere. In your daily life, everything you encounter is the way.
好，最后一个样子哈，舍利处呢便是得利处。大卫中高说，日常生活当中呢，只要简单提一句话头，不要用任何的思考、分别的心去用这个方法呢，你就能够在禅修上呢得到最大的利益。这就是舍利处便是得利处的用方法。
The seventh standard, where you say power is precisely where you gain power.In the daily life, use this simple method to reinforce the 话头 and not using thinking mind, analytical mind, and discrimination mind, and just simply use this 话头 and then you'll be able to say power where you say power, and then it's precisely where you can gain power.
今天就讲到这边圆满，感恩大家，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, Omitofo.